KSIV now presents Encounter, a public service program of Bot Radio Network, dedicated to keeping you informed about the issues that affect your life. Now, here's today's Encounter broadcast.
The Almighty God working just through a mother. You're going to meet this mother today on Encounter. Maybe you're another mother that the Almighty God wants to work through in these challenging times. I'd like you to meet Audrey Werner. She's international speaker and advocate, founder and president of the Matthew 18 Group, and dean of life issues at Masters International University of Divinity. Audrey, welcome to Encounter. I'm Judy Redlich, and thanks you all for tuning in today to join us.
Thank you, Judy, for having me. It's quite an honor to be on your show.
Share your story about how God used you as a mother and how it all started.
Sure. I want to start with a quote from Joseph Stalin from Russia, who talked about that America would never, we would never be overthrown by a Bolshevik-style revolution. Rather, he said, America is like a healthy body, and its resistance is threefold. It's patriotism, it's morality, and it's spiritual life. If we can undermine these three areas, America will collapse from within. And in essence, if we look around in America today, those three areas are under attack greatly. It used to be subtle, and now it's more obvious. For me, my journey began several years ago. I am a registered nurse, and one of the jobs I had as a registered nurse was working in the public health department. And it happened to be at that time that public health nurses were the school nurses. We were assigned some schools to go into. And part of our job as school nurses was to go in and talk to kids about sex. So we had to go through special training to be sex educators. And we were told in our training that, you know, parents just aren't doing their job. So we need to go in there and do it for them. We were told that we would decrease the pregnancy and the STD rates if we went in and talked to kids about sex. And we were told, you're going to hear this lie out there, that if you talk to kids about sex, you're going to cause them to be sexually active. And that's simply not true. So at the time, I was newly married, didn't have children. And I thought, well, I will definitely want to help parents out. So I did this for 5 years. And then when my husband and I were blessed with our very first child, the Lord would have it that I worked in the sexually transmitted disease HIV clinic. And it's as if the Lord said over an 8-year period of time, I want you to see the fruits of your labor. And I actually saw things getting progressively worse and not better. I saw children coming in at younger and younger ages. I saw date rape explode in the mid-1990s. So for me, the question became, wait a minute, that's not what I was told. And so that prompted me to research the origins of sex education. Where did it come from? Who is behind it? And what was the true intent of it? And of course, now today we hear critical race theory, we hear social emotional learning, social justice. They all kind of have the same root. So it was quite alarming for me. And as a matter of fact, I realized it is a national security issue. And so I began speaking to parents and I had little groups. And my goal was to wake up Christians in the church. And I've been doing this for 24 years now. So it's been a long journey and I feel like I could write a book.
So, Audrey, why do you think it's an international security issue?
Because morality, if morality can be undermined, what was interesting I found at the root of sex education, which sex education came out of the sexual revolution, and revolutions don't just occur, they take years of pre-planning, and they take revolutionaries, and
right.
Those revolutionaries were people who believed in humanism, communism, and eugenics. So comprehensive sex education, in essence, is a tool to weaken us morally as a nation, which it has done for the last 40 years since 1964 when it was officially put in. And even if you look at the Supreme Court cases, which is very interesting, in 1962, they took prayer out of the public schools. Mm-hmm. In 1963, they took Bible reading out of the public schools. And then it's by no accident in 1964, they officially launched sex education from the Kinsey Institute. Alfred Kinsey was the father of the sexual revolution. And he believed in humanism, communism, and eugenics. And so from that, it's exploded into the preposterous now that we see in the schools today.
Talk about the sex education that's offered today in public schools, when it starts, and what it's all about.
For anybody, and again, I always tell people, don't go by what I say, but do your research. Look at, check the sources by which people are telling you things. The best way is to Google the future of sex education and look at the website of SECIS, which is the Sex Information Council of the United States. That was the organization that was launched at the Kinsey Institute to put sex ed in all of the schools. And today, it has shifted from, we began with teaching, it used to be that was a very modest subject. Of course, you lived on the farm, so, you know, you, it was,
you knew it was animals and stuff, so
you heard about that. Well, when Alfred Kinsey came along, that was mocked and said, no, we must be, he said, children are sexual from birth, so we must talk to them graphically about sex. And if you look at his data, how did he come up with the conclusion that children are sexual from birth? He actually interviewed pedophiles who had raped children. And from that, he concluded that children were sexual from birth. They needed to be sexualized. They needed to get this graphic sex information. So as I said, in the early days, it was more about, in the 1960s, 70s, it was talking about the act and taking the kids to the genitals. And now, of course, we have very pornographic materials that are in the schools that talk to children about various sexual positions, various sexual lifestyles, and, of course, even switching their sexes from, if you're a boy and you want to be a girl, you can do that. So it's gotten into very crazy times.
Audrey Werner is my guest. I'm Judy Redlich. This is Encounter. She's the founder and president of the Matthew 18 Group and dean of life issues at Masters International University of Divinity. She started studying this before she had her first child, when she was a health nurse assigned to teach sex education in public schools. That was way back when, Audrey, in the 70s?
I was teaching sex education in the mid-1980s up through 1991, and then I shifted over to working in the sexually transmitted disease, HIV clinic.
And you saw such an increase of HIV cases, and you think that that is a real result of sex education being taught like it was taught in the school systems?
Yes. Part of the presentation that I do, I actually show the national statistics of the teen sexually transmitted disease and pregnancy rates. And you will notice in these graphs, it's very minimal up through 1965. And then after we've taken God out of the schools and we've put sex in, you see an explosion of teen pregnancy and STD rates, which happened during that time. And I cover even the time when I was in the clinic showing this rapid increase, which is exactly what I witnessed with my own eyes in these clinics.
So the website that you recommend people go to check out some of the things you were saying, what was that website again?
If they go to the Sex Information Education Council, SECIS, of the United States, it's SECIS.
So SIECUS is the website that you can find out.
You can go to the Sex Information and Education Council of the United States and see what they're recommending for children to see. For me, it's been exciting because I think finally, I think parents are starting to wake up to what is going on in the schools, especially with COVID, and they were actually able to see the materials their children were getting. But what we're seeing is For example, in Indiana, parents had gone into their school districts. We're encouraging parents to go into your child's school, look at the materials in the libraries, look at the materials in the children's database, and you will find hardcore pornography. Kids can get access, and of course they'll come back and say, oh, we have filters, but they don't have filters on the companies who provide the databases for the schools. So I'll give you an example. In Indiana, the parents had gone into the various schools across the state, and they had printed out that material that was available to students in the school. And when I was in the Capitol, I was testifying for a bill that would get, because right now it's illegal in most states to show children porn. Well, it's illegal for anyone to show children porn. You could be put in jail. However, there are 43 states where if you are showing porn to a child in a school or in a library, that's legal. So I was testifying for a bill to make that illegal. And it so happened these parents had put together this packet. So although the teachers union, the library association came in and said, oh, no, we don't do that. They had the proof that it
they
was there. And the senators were so shocked with the graphic content that they asked us to not read that content aloud during the Senate hearings because it was a public hearing that was being televised, and they said children might be watching.
Children just might be watching. Audrey Werner is my guest, and we're going to be right back with Audrey. Wait till you hear some of the opposition she's been through because of her stance and because of her wanting to educate those of us who have kids and grandchildren in the school system. She's founder and president of the Matthew 18 Group and dean of life issues at Masters International University of Divinity, and she's a registered nurse and a loving mother and wife. I'm Judy Redlick. This is Encounter. We'll be right back.
If you'd listened to me at any time at all, or you've been friends with me, you know that I love to help people tell their story. Another thing I love to do is help people find their highest potential. If you're looking for new direction in your life and you don't really know how to get from one place to another, and you need a life coach, why not try me? I have been coaching for several years now, and my joy is to help people find their place where they feel they truly belong. I'm a Christian coach. And if you're interested, you can email me at jredlickspeaks@gmail.com. That's jredlickspeaks@gmail.com to find out more.
Humanism, communism, and eugenics. It was said that if America had all of these three threatened, America could fall. Is this what's happening today? And is it threatening our international security, what our children are learning about sex education in schools? Let's ask my guest. I ask Audrey Werner to come back and join me for another segment of Encounter. I'm Judy Redlick. She's the Dean of Life's Issues at Masters International University of Divinity. And she's done lots of research on sex education from the 80s through the present. She's a registered nurse, started out in school systems where she had to go and teach sex education to kids. Audrey, welcome back.
Thank you.
So, Audrey, as you, as a mother, looked into this, what kind of persecution did you get? Or did you get persecution?
What I realized was that, and again, I come from, you know, being raised in the church, being raised as a Christian, and looking at what is the standard in God's word. And, for example, he mentions purity or a form of that word 130 times. So it's a pretty important standard. But even if you mention the word purity in churches, you can get a really stink eye, as I say, look to it. So it's not a real popular message. Churches want to embrace the abstinence message. They want to go in and talk to their youth about sex, but we're not really focusing on God and his word. So my ministry started out with trying to wake up people in the church.
Audrey, who was actually involved in the development of sex education?
This was very stunning for me to find. And again, I always tell people, don't go by what I say, but do the research. And for anyone who's reading a book or looking into a sex education series, go to the bibliography, because you want to know by whose authority are people standing on. And what I found was Alfred Kinsey, of course, but I also found Mary Calderone, who was the medical director of Planned Parenthood, and I also found that Hugh Hefner gave seed money for sex education to go in the schools. And if you think about it, for Planned Parenthood and for the pornography industry, this was a brilliant marketing tool for getting children active and involved with porn and with sex. And, of course, lots of money can be made off of that. I was finding great resistance and a lot from people who are in the churches. So I almost wanted to say that people in the church seem to be addicted to the sexual revolution and didn't want to let go of some of those lies. So there's Christian sex education in the Christian schools. And the first curricula that I looked at was a Christian Protestant sex education program that came out of St. Louis. And I looked at the original bibliography, because the current series doesn't have a bibliography. And I found Alfred Kinsey, and I found the president of the American Humanist Association. I found Planned Parenthood, and I thought, oh my gosh. You know, scripture says, well, a little leaven with unleavened bread corrupts the whole loaf, hence why perhaps the church isn't being the light that it should be in our country today. So, yes, I have through the years been through persecution. So I shifted my prayers about 4 years ago. I said, Lord, just get me to the remnant. I don't have time to deal with this right now. My husband's lost his career in the church because of it. So I've been amazed at where God has taken me, because it has been to, I live in Texas, it's been doing a legislative briefing for our legislators, to testifying for bills in Texas and in Indiana, to going to Uganda. It's been an amazing journey.
Well, tell us about Uganda and the parliament there. What happened?
Well, I met a pastor at Dallas Theological Seminary, and we struck up a conversation, and he heard I had a purity ministry, and he said, I would love for you to come to my village and speak to the pastors. And I thought, yes, okay. And then I thought, that probably will never happen, as much as I'd love to go to Uganda or to Africa. We didn't have a lot of money. And God just opened that door. He opened a way. I had a whole team going over. It was all lined up. And so we had made arrangements for me to go to this village, and it turned out to be the village where the AIDS epidemic began. And I thought, isn't it like God to have you speak on purity in the village where the AIDS epidemic began? So I went, and we anticipated 60 pastors, 120 showed up. And one pastor said, you know, I have to say, I have hated America and I've hated Americans, because you're so hypocritical. You say, in God we trust, but you are pushing abortion and homosexuality and sex education on us. And he said, but I learned today there's a woman, you, who's standing up against this. And he said, I know there's other Americans that aren't for this. And he said, I'm going to look at America totally different. So what happened was, I had a friend at the UN who contacted somebody over in Uganda, and before I knew it, I was speaking at the largest university in all of Eastern Africa. I spoke at one of the largest churches there, and I was able to go into parliament and speak to some of the parliament members of Uganda. What was amazing is the timing, because God's timing is always perfect. I started with just being a mom. I'm just a mom who's going to listen to me 24 years ago, standing up in my child's Lutheran school to say, I think that this is wrong, this sex ed theory is wrong. Fast forward to me standing in parliament, speaking to parliament members when they had had a tremendous amount of pressure put on them to put sex ed in their schools. They hadn't done it yet. But Planned Parenthood International and the UN and UNICEF have been putting a tremendous amount of pressure on them. They were just about to put it into the schools. And then I came over and I showed them what it had done to America. Because of that, I like to say a mom with the help of Almighty God went up against that and was able to make a difference. If God can take one woman to do that for Uganda, what can God do with 10 Americans for a
Wow. And what can he do with you as a mother that might be grappling with some of these issues if you will take a courageous stand and address purity and honesty and honor? So how do we protect our children, Audrey, and then equip them to live pure lives when they're being shoved this stuff down their throat?
Yes. Well, and again, you said the words there. It's prepare, but we also have to protect. And we want to protect children. We want them to be morally innocent, but not naive. Because when you give them sex information, that takes away the moral innocence. That takes away the childhood. So how do we convey to children in a world where we now have sex trafficking that is becoming very prominent in America, to all of the various sexual lifestyles, to the normalization of pedophilia even? We live in very scary times. But again, going back to God's Word and God's Word alone, I have written a book called 10 Tips on How Not to Talk to Your Kids About Sex, which is available on Amazon. And that is a book that I'm not only exposing sex education, but I'm giving biblical principles on how do we fight this. And just a few things that I can talk about here. First off is pray, 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 pray. The power of a praying parent is huge. This is a global attack on children. So we need Almighty God behind us to fight this. Secondly, we need to prepare and protect our children, and we can do that. We can convey God's life process to them in a very modest and indirect way that equips them. But first and foremost, we have to make sure that their identity is in Jesus Christ, because their identity is going to dictate what direction they go, what type of actions, what comes out of their mouth. So we want to make sure that their identity is in Jesus Christ.
Your book, 10 Tips on How Not to Talk to Your Kids About Sex. They can get that on Amazon.com. Sounds like a great book that should be on our best shelf in our bookcase. Audrey Werner is my guest. So, Audrey, do you have a calendar on your website that you can draw people to in case they want to know about your upcoming speaking?
Actually, thank you for bringing up the website, because that is a good point. I don't have a calendar up there, but what I do have is my presentation to Uganda Parliament that halted sex education. You can actually view that presentation. You can view my legislative briefing. I was just highlighted nationally by the American Family Association. So my interview with Kendra Knox, who was the director of the film In His Image. And also I would add, I'm going to be in an upcoming movie called The Mind Polluters, which is by Fearless Features. And hopefully that will be coming out this fall. But you can Google Fearless Features, Mark and Amber Archer, and The Mind Polluters, and you can find more information about that film.
And your website?
Matthew18.org.
Matthew18.org. So as you look at your 24-year journey through this, what would you say to parents today as a summary so that they can really start getting on this?
I think the most important thing, again, is being in prayer and asking for God's leading. And I started this out just in my school, finding like-minded parents who also had a concern about the sex education program and meeting with them. And then again, we did the research, we did the homework, and started to uncover the origins of that sex ed. For a parent to do the research, don't just assume that your school, that when they use the words science-based, age-appropriate sex education, that science that they're using is Alfred Kinsey's science. And Alfred Kinsey believed infants should have sex with adults. So this is a very perverted science. And the age-appropriate comes from experts who are trained in the human sexuality of Alfred Kinsey's science. So again, parents, you are the first and last line of defense for your children. So you have got to be diligent. This isn't something that we can sit back and let the schools take care of it anymore. This is an all-out demonic attack on our children that we have to take the stand. And as I always say, God doesn't call the equipped. He equips the called. And for me, back in high school, I would have been voted the most shy person. I was painfully shy. And now I am an international speaker. So again, God will equip you for what you need to do, but you've got to get in this battle.
Get in the battle today. Dean of Life Issues at Masters International University of Divinity, Audrey Warner has been my guest. 10 tips on how not to talk to your kids about sex is her book. Check it out. I'm Judy Redlick. Audrey, thanks for joining me. And thank you all for tuning in to Encounter Today.
Encounter is you and the issues, where the facts and opinions make you an informed citizen of St. Louis. Thank you for your participation. Let a friend know about this talk and issues feature of Bot Radio Network and KSIV. Then join us next time for Encounter.